Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Wassalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the silsila, Discourses of Attar. At the outset of the silsila, please make as many good intentions as possible. The more good intentions you make, inshallah ta'ala, the more reward you will gain. Remember, the person who does a good deed, but there is no good intention, then there is no reward for the good deed. Therefore, let us save our good deeds, the little that we can do, let us save this by having good intentions that inshallah ta'ala, I will do the good deed, I will listen to this bayan or dars for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to implement them in my life, try to practice upon them. I will try to teach them, encourage them to my family members, my spouse, my children, and my friends, my society as well. In this manner, whatever good deeds you can think of, make it inshallah ta'ala, you will gain more rewards. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings for us to recite abundant amounts of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the famous book, Al-Mu'ajamul Awsat, it is mentioned, the best hadith, that the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the Nuwa of the Unseen, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever writes my name in a book, whoever writes my name in a book, for as long as my name remains in that book, the angels will continue asking supplication of forgiveness for that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, increase in recitation of durood and salawat for our own benefit. At the time of her death, a pious lady in the city of Basra made a will to her son that she must be shrouded in the clothes that she used to wear whilst worshipping in the holy month of Rajabul Murajab. When her demise happened, when she passed away, her son buried her, shrouding her in some other piece of clothing or some other cloth. When he returned home from the graveyard, he was astonished to witness that the cloth in which he had shrouded his mother was at home. After anxiously searching for the clothes with which she had instructed him to shroud her, he found that those clothes had disappeared. Suddenly, a voice was heard from the unknown, from the unseen. Take back your shroud. We have shrouded her in the cloth which she had willed. We do not leave the people who observe fast in Rajab to be stricken with grief in their graves. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. It is mentioned, it is stated in Mukashafatul Qulub. Actually, the name of Rajab has been derived from the word Tarjib, which means to pay respect. It is also called Al-Asab, which means fast flowing. as the downpour of mercy and rahmah is increased upon those who make tawbah and repent in the blessed month of Rajab. And those who worship in this blessed month, they are blessed with the light of acceptance of the ibadat and worships. It is also called Al-Aswam, which means the most deaf. Why? Because the war noise or the noise of battles and war is not heard at all in this month, as was in previous eras. It is stated in Ghunyatul Talibin that this month is also called Shahrir Rajam, the month of stoning, as the devils, the satans, are stoned in this month so that they do not cause aggravation to the Muslims. This blessed month is also known by Al-Asam, meaning the most deaf, because it has not been heard or recorded that Allah Azza wa Jal punished any nation in this month, contrary to other months in which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has sent down His adab and His punishment on previous nations. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what can be said about the wonderful virtues of the month of Rajab? It is stated in Mukashafatul Qulub that our pious saints, Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala, have stated, there are three letters in the word Rajab, Ra, Jeem and Ba. They further state, the first letter, Ra, stands for Rahmah, for mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Jeem stands for Jurm, crime of the person. And Ba stands for Bir, meaning kindness. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal says, place my servant's crime between my mercy and my kindness. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Shaykh Allama Safuri, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated, Rajab is the month of sowing the seeds. Sha'ban is for watering the seeds. And Ramadan is the month for harvesting the crops. Subhanallah. Therefore, if somebody does not sow the seeds of ibadat and worship in Rajab and does not water them with the tears of remorse in Sha'ban, then how will he be able to harvest them, harvest the mercy in Ramadan? The Shaykh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali further says, Rajab purifies the body, Sha'ban purifies the heart, and Ramadan purifies the soul. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, affiliate and connect yourself with the Madani movement and environment of Dawud Islami. In this way, you will develop the mindset of worship and fast in the month of Rajabul Murajab. Make yourself a traveler in the Madani qafilas of Dawud Islami for the propagation of the blessed sunnah. Partake in the ijtima'i i'tikaf set up by Dawud Islami in Ramadanul Mubarak. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your life will have a Madani revolution. Here, we present you with a Madani marvel for inspiration. An Islamic brother of Fatahpur, Kamal District, Rahim Yar Khan, Punjab, Pakistan, himself has narrated that prior to joining in or getting connected with the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, I did offer my salah. But despite that, I was indulged in various sins, such as listening to songs, watching movies and dramas, playing cards, etc. Whilst attending college, I always used to place my bicycle in the shop of an Islamic brother. Those were the days of Rajabul Murajab, when as usual, I went to my place where my bicycle was in the shop, and the Islamic brother, he invited me to the Ijtima'i Dhikr-o-Naat on the account of Shab-e-Mi'raj, the night of ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After building up the courage to attend, on that night, I left from my place, which was a quite distance away for the Ijtima'i Dhikr or not, and I stayed there the entire night. I felt immense peace and pleasure from the Ijtima'i Dhikr or not, and for that reason, I started attending the weekly Ijtima' regularly. Meanwhile, the onset of the blessed month of Ramadanul Mubarak had taken place. The Islamic Brothers, with their individual efforts, had prepared me for observing i'tikaf. I was already impressed and therefore readied myself for the i'tikaf. I learned many, many numerous pearls of Islamic knowledge in just this 10-day i'tikaf. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I crowned my head with the Imama Sharif, the turban. I adorned my face with the beard, and I felt resentment and hatred for the sinful life I had left. At the time of this report, the Islamic Brother says, I am continuing struggling for Madani activities, bearing divisional level responsibility for Madani Inamat. This is his representation of Dawud Islami for the Madani Inamat. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow me with steadfastness in the Madani environment. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, in Jannah, in heaven, there is a stream called Rajab. Its water is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. And whoever observes one fast of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink from this stream's water. Subhanallah. The Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Abu Qilaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, there is a palace in Jannah, in heaven, for those who observe fasts in Rajab. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Umama, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, there are 5 nights in which dua is not rejected. The 15th night of Sha'ban, the night between Thursday and Friday, the night of Eid al-Fitr, and the night of Eid al-Adha, that is the 10th of Dhul Hajjah al-Haram. Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'adan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned, there are 5 such nights in a year. If one spends them in ibadah, in worship, out of recognition, with an intention of gaining thawab and reward, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter into Jannah, into paradise. Which are those nights? The first night of Rajab, worshipping during this night and observing the fast during the day. The 15th night of Sha'ban, that is Shab-e Bara'at, worship during this night and observe fast during the day. The night of Eid al-Fitr, and the night of Eid al-Adha, that is the night between the 9th and 10th of Dhul Hajjah al-Haram. Worship during these nights, but do not observe fast during these days, as it is not allowed, impermissible, to fast on the days of Eid. And the night of Ashura, the 10th night of Muharram al-Haram. Worship during the night and observe fast during the day. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the fast of the first day of Rajab is forgiveness for 3 years. The fast of the second day is atonement and forgiveness for 2 years. The fast of the third day of Rajab is forgiveness for 1 year. And then the fast of each remaining day is forgiveness for 1 month. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, anyone who observes the fast in the month of Rajab, it will be like the fast of 1 year. Whoever observes 7 fasts, the 7 doors of Jahannam will be closed for that person. Whoever observes 8 fasts, the 8 portals, doors of Jannah will be opened for him. Anyone who observes 10 fasts, whatever he asks and beseeches before Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it will be granted to him. And whoever observes 15 fasts, a heavenly herald, an announcer will announce that your past sins have been forgiven. Therefore, you commence your deeds afresh as your evil deeds have been replaced with good deeds. Subhanallah. Furthermore, whosoever does more, that is, fast more than 15 days of Rajab, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant him more. Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam stepped onto his blessed ark in Rajab. He himself observed fast and ordered his fellow voyages to observe fast as well. His ark travelled for 6 months until the 10th of Muharramul Haram. The Grand Master of Hadith, Sayyidina Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehalvi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has mentioned the following hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, Rajab is a month among the months of Hurma, that is, holiness, and its days are inscribed on the portal, the door of the sixth Jannah, the sixth heaven. If a person fasts a day in Rajab and completes it with observing piety, then this fast and this day when he fasted will seek forgiveness for him from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this servant. If the person fasts without observing piety, that fast and that day will not make the plea for his forgiveness, and they will say to him, your nafs has betrayed you. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have now learnt that remaining hungry and thirsty is not the sole purpose of observing fast. Instead, it is absolutely necessary that we prevent every organ of ours from committing sins. If one continues to commit sins despite observing fast, this is an extreme deprivation. He will be deprived of much rewards. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whosoever fasts on the 27th of Rajab, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will inscribe reward of observing fast for 60 months. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Words cannot explain the magnificence of the 27th of Rajab. It was that date when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was granted the wonderful miracle of Mi'raj, the physical ascension in the exalted court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subsequently, there is a great virtue in the fast of the 27th of Rajab. Therefore, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there is a day and a night in the month of Rajab. If a person fasts during the day and stands for worship in the night, it will be as if he observes fast for 100 years. This is the 27th of Rajab. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, whoever alleviates distress of some Muslim in the month of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him a palace, will grant him a palace in Jannah, in paradise, which will be as spacious as the farthest limits of sight. Honor Rajab. Allah Azza wa Jal will honor you with 1,000 virtues. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, these and many more virtues are there for that person who fasts during the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab. Why should we not also invest in our hereafter by fasting in Rajab, fasting on the Monday, fasting as many optional fasts as we can for our physical and our spiritual benefits in this world, in the grave and the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability of understanding His beautiful deen and to try to make, besides our compulsory ibadat and worships, to try to also practice upon doing nawafil and optional salas and fasts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.